broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just...
All right, all right, all right, fellas. No, wait.
No.
We ain't getting out of here yet.
Welcome. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think that's the first time we've gotten it right in like 3 years.
No, was you got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
Oh, yeah,
got
he started it.
Oh, no, but after he corrected
it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we're good. We remember.
We did all right. It's like riding a bike,
it's
right?
It's like riding a bike without a seat.
Without a seat.
and lube.
That's dedication, bro.
Fuck that shit. That's
are you seeing those pranks that they do where they leave a bike out and somebody tries to jack it and they fucking... the seat goes down and the fucking stick goes up their ass.
Oh, you know, the thief bait.
Or they tie it with a rope and then they fucking flip over.
I love terrible. That shit. Yeah. I just saw one where they cut the bike in half. They cut the bike in half and then they put a tube. They put tubes so that it would kind of hold together. And the dude's like riding. And well, they have a rope or something tied to it. So they're going to the fucking bike fucking pulls and it's you're just like, you're just half a bike. Oh, they fucking eat shit, bro.
They do that too with a backpack. They tie a rope on a backpack and they leave it like on the pole and somebody grabs it and they strap it on.
Yeah.
And then somebody goes behind them like, hey, my backpack. And they start running and it pulls them and they just fucking eat shit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if it's because of my job, but I look at that and I'm like, they can get sued for that shit. If these like bums like kind of knew how the law worked, they could get sued if they get hurt.
Like you think the bums are actually gonna like sue somebody?
Nah, because they're thinking, oh, I tried to steal something, so I have no legal standing on fucking on suing them. But you do.
Yeah.
Especially if you fall and you fucking like you break a bone, you break an arm, you break a leg, or whatever the fuck, or you get injured, you can definitely sue those people because they purposely put the item there to entice you to steal it.
It's entrapment.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you should make a career of like looking for those people. Like you should look for them and then encourage them to sue.
Yeah, you should. Leave.
Then
yeah.
take a cut.
My other thought is when I'm drunk, I'm thinking, you know what? If I find a bike and they do that shit, I'ma steal it, and then I'ma get hurt, and then I'ma fucking sue the motherfucker.
But what if you get really hurt?
They have money. I mean, as long as I don't break my neck, I'll be fine.
Bartle will ride off with that bike up his ass.
It don't hurt. you don't know the Grand Canyon.
The fucking guys are waiting behind the bush any minute now.
It's all puppy willies and shit.
I have so much leverage now.
So much control.
No hands.
You guys are nasty. Shit, man. What's up, fellas? Where the fuck you been, man?
Wait, hold on.
Bro, I come here every fucking Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and I see nobody here.
7 p.m.?
7:15. Yeah, 7:15 p.m.
I don't...
And no one's here.
What? I don't think it's the right house.
I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't think you know when we record, right? Because we're supposed to record on Monday. And then Tuesday's our backup day.
Oh. Well, I show up on Tuesday.
He said, I'm here.
Wait.
You're like 24 hours late.
So you guys have been recording this whole time?
Maybe.
No. Bullshit.
Nope.
Bullshit.
He doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Consistently. Every day, bro. Every Monday. We
you
record.
Know what? I have my phone. I can look it up right
oh,
now.
No, oh, it's not updating on Spotify.
It's glitchy.
Yeah.
It's only for paid subscribers.
It's only for iPhones.
Oh, shit. Shit. Well, where the fuck you been?
You crickets.
I don't know where I've been. I don't remember what I've done all year. The year has gone so damn quick. February's gone.
Yep.
I feel like I just started.
Yeah, it's March on Monday.
That's crazy.
On Monday?
Monday. Wait a minute. Holy shit. We still got the 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st.
That's right. On Monday.
No, I love February 31st.
Yeah, I do too. That's
Sunday's the first, right?
No, you forgot it's Black History Month. They took days from them.
What do you mean they took days from them?
Yeah. Dude, I wonder
who
if that's
who stole the days?
George Washington.
Somebody took the days. I don't know who. Fucked up. But they give them back. They give them back one day every 4 years, though.
Oh, that's not
well, it's
fair.
Not if it's up one to day. Trump, they're gonna take all that.
But then
shit
they gave them fucking Juneteenth too.
Yeah, they added one day.
They added Juneteenth.
All right, but they usually take the weekend.
But then they got Martin Luther King. Yeah, Martin Luther King Day. That's kind of like a.
No, I think Trump took that away from them.
What the fuck?
How?
How did he take? How what do you mean? What do you mean? How?
How did he take that away from
how
them?
How does he do anything?
That is true.
Honestly,
unilaterally,
dude. You know what? We're not going to make this a political show. We didn't come back to make it a political show. Because
I got too much to say.
I know. I got so much to say, man. I've had a fucking... I've had how many months of fucking... Bro, you know, we'll just leave it at that. Anyway, we're not going to get political. Not today.
Let's not today.
Let's talk about STDs.
Listen to me. It's
the Ask the Fellas show. Only on Wasted Time Radio.
You know, speaking
take
of
it away, Bartle.
Speaking of STDs, it's not an STD. the scientific name sounds like an STD, but it is an STD. So
AIDS.
You know, you're lucky that's curable and we can joke about it now. So I had herpes, bro.
Wait, what?
Yeah. See, it sounds like an STD.
But see, you gotta tell us something we don't like. We've never heard that.
No, before. But I didn't have that herpes. I had a different herpes. I had the non-sexually transmitted disease herpes.
Oh, that's
I
not,
believe
that's
that.
Not,
I
that's,
believe
that's,
that. That's not you non-sexual motherfucker.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
So I developed fucking shingles.
Oh,
fucking
shit.
A few weeks ago. Actually, it's been like 2 fucking months, I think, now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been 2 months. And I'm finally back to 100%.
What's shingles?
Shingles are fucking... So, shingles is a virus that's dormant. And it happens to people that have had chickenpox. So, if you had chickenpox, you have a higher likelihood of developing shingles when you get older.
Damn.
Yeah. And can you believe it? At fucking 30... What am I now? 37?
He looks at his watch.
I'm like, wait, what year are we in? You know, at 36, bro, I got shingles.
But that only happens to people over 50.
Yep.
Not anymore.
You know what? I think his birth certificate is not telling Bartles the truth.
Is he like one of those baseball players that come from the Dominican Republic?
He did have a full mustache when he was like, when he was in college.
When
and
I
shit.
Was 10.
So wait a minute. So when he was throwing grenades at the fifth grade level, when he was in first grade, that means he was in...
He was 20, bro.
No. I have pictures. It is before AI. So I know it was true.
Wow.
Yeah, I was wearing diapers and everything.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, with a cigar.
Baby bottle in one hand, grenade in the other.
My God. So you got shingles at 36.
Yeah, bro. I got fucking shingles, man. So, it's crazy. So, you know, it started like an irritation.
Where at?
You want to know?
Yeah, I really
want. Yeah,
I want to know.
Let's see it.
Just tell us through.
Let me get to that. Well, I'll tell you because you need to know. So, you know, I do sit a lot when I work or whatever. So I was sitting a lot, and you know, I started playing a game as well, Ark Raiders. If you guys had never played it, Ark Raiders, fucking badass game. So I was playing that game, and I thought, you know what? Maybe I've been sitting too much. Maybe that's why I'm getting irritation on my butt cheeks, and close to my taint and all that shit.
Ooh.
So I was like, all right, you know what? I need to get up more. And then I was like, okay, yeah, you know, I think I'm feeling better. Hell no, it was getting worse and worse. And I was, you know, let me go get some balm for this fucking irritation that I have. And it fucking wouldn't go away, and it kept getting fucking worse.
That was rosado.
You know, it was not good. So I went to Temecula. I was at Pachanga. And then at Pachanga, It was fucking like, it was so fucking uncomfortable. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? So I kind of touched the side of my back or my butt cheek, and I felt kind of like bumps.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, what the fuck? What is this shit? So I took a picture of it, and I was like, what the fuck? And it was fucking shingles. So shingles are blisters that fucking, that kind of develop on your skin, and the blisters are, they're full of pus.
Shit.
On top of that, they fucking, they're uncomfortable. There's pain involved in that shit, and it's just uncomfortable.
Do they pop?
They can pop, and that's when they're transmittable. That's when you can transmit it to somebody else. And if they have like a, you know, like a open wound, or it goes into their eye or whatever the fuck.
And does it itch? Kind of like chicken pox?
It itches later on when it's starting to heal up.
Okay.
At the beginning, it's more just uncomfort, pain, like the nerves are being damaged because of the fucking, the blisters. And that was fucking, that was 2 weeks. And that was before I even got the fucking medication. So I had to go to urgent care because I was like, fuck this shit. Had to go to urgent care. I had to get some antiviral medication. 7 days of that shit. 4 pills a day. And then by the fourth day of me taking the pills, that's when they started like drying up.
So you had figured out what it was prior to going to urgent care?
Yeah. Okay. By that time I was like, it's fucking shingles. Because I started looking, you know, obviously you have our phone. I started fucking researching. And Googling. I was like, it's fucking shingles.
So at any point did you think like, oh, that fucking Susia girl.
Nah.
Or those fucking whores told me they were clean and shit.
I should have never gone to Thailand. Nah. That was Barlow's from, you know, maybe 5 years ago.
Five, 3 weeks ago. Pre-shingles.
Five weeks before the shingles. No, I honestly, no. You know what? Okay, maybe for like a split second, I was like, what the fuck? Because, okay, so I'm going to get a little more graphic here. So one other thing, the shingles, they only, so another reason why I knew it was shingles, because they only develop on one side of your body. Mm. So it chooses which side of your body.
Oh, so it wasn't all around.
No, so for me, it was on my left side. Ugh. And it was like on my left side of my left butt cheek, down to the bottom of my butt cheek, by my taint. It was by my fucking anus as well. Fuck. So I would have to fucking... I stopped eating because it hurt to fucking go take a shit because it was on that shit. So it sucked.
So you, when you took a shit, you were like, it hurt.
Yeah. It was fucking painful. And then the irritation.
To wipe.
Yeah. Damn. Irritation to wipe. And then the irritation to pee.
Oh, también pee?
Your pee starts to burn. And then, get this shit. Then I got some fucking blisters on my fucking penis.
Oh.
You sure you didn't get a fucking STD, bitch?
No, bitch. It was a fucking, it was goddamn shingles, motherfucker.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn.
But it was like you were spreading it to yourself, or it was just, that's how it works.
It was just fucking growing. Yeah, it was just fucking spreading itself.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, you know, I got a form that's a little bit more rare. The more rare one is the one that you get in your face and like in your eye. So if you get it in your eye, you have to go to the hospital, because then you can go blind. So I got the second worst one, which is in your private area, right? You know, your fucking penis by your asshole and all that shit. So it was fucking uncomfortable. Sitting down, uncomfortable. These lovely jorts that I'm wearing today. I couldn't wear the jorts, bro.
Not the jorts.
Oh, that must have been depressing, bro.
Man, I wanted to kill myself. Seriously, bro. No, I'm fucking serious.
Fuck.
I don't wear fucking cotton shorts. like a fucking old man and shit.
Like the Zaddy shorts? Is that what they call them?
Zaddy.
That's what they used to call
them. Okay. I'm a year late.
I know. What the fuck?
Oh, man. That is terrible.
That is terrible.
Fucking sleeping was horrible.
Just a nightmare all around.
It was a fucking nightmare, bro. Because I had to take fucking ibuprofen. I had to take Tylenol to kind of like settle the pain.
Did any of that like help? Did it?
It did a little bit. It was fucking, it's fucking bad.
So how many weeks would you say was like that you went through like pain?
Fuck, probably like a month and a half.
of like pain every day.
Every fucking day. Every fucking day, every fucking moment of your fucking life.
So how do you deal with that? Like the pain?
You just got to fucking try to fucking
block it out.
Block it out.
Wait, no pain meds, no
the
like,
pain meds don't they helped, but not it doesn't eliminate it completely.
Wow.
So it's pain, fucking, it's just uncomfortable. It's
no topicals, no creams, no nothing like
the
that.
The creams only, it only worked a little bit as well. So I would use like calamine fucking lotion.
Is that pink lotion?
That's the pink one that dries up.
Yeah. Is that the one for the chicken pox?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have nightmares of that shit.
Yeah. And then I bought a special shingles cream as well from CVS. $30 for that shit. Tiny ass tube.
Doesn't work.
But it kind of helped. It kind of helped, bro, it was a fucking nightmare. So if you've had chicken pox, you're more likely to get shingles, and again, it's gonna be somewhere in your body, and it's gonna be either on your right or on your left side.
Question: So you probably contracted. Mm-hmm. You contracted that from somebody that had it, or
no? I think it was just my time.
It can just wake up.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it like low immune system, stress?
Well, they say stress, low immune system, and all that. But I was like,
this one was stressing over the game.
I know. Motherfuckers! Fucking keep killing me! I told you I was a fucking friendly. So that makes sense to me, because in that game people can kill you because you can all play together.
Yeah.
And just fight the enemies, or they can fucking kill you too. So I was like, motherfucker. But no, I think it was just my fucking time, bro.
So at
37.
36.
So you said
36.
If people have had chicken pox, then that means they have it in them. But what about people who haven't had chicken pox?
Oh, then they're good.
Yeah.
Did you have the chicken pox?
I had chicken pox.
You had chicken pox.
Yeah, I had it.
So I had the chicken pox too.
So we're all prone to
it. You guys are all more susceptible, especially when I touch you.
No.
He's all touching me. He put his finger in my mouth and shit.
So you put my finger up your anus.
Oh, you're going to get it on your left butt cheek.
That's it.
Fuck.
Damn, that's terrible, man.
Yeah, bro. I'm fucking, it's horrible. It's horrible. It's fucking uncomfortable as fuck. You know, as of maybe last week, I'm at 100%. Like no irritation.
So you're back to normal.
I don't feel the nerve damage. I don't feel.
So I have a question. Yeah. In your whole research, while you were going through all that stuff, did you come across anything that was like that could prevent it?
Prevent it from happening.
From
again?
Happening, yeah.
From like happening.
Not happening again, but just like us that we haven't had it. Is there a shot or something?
There is a vaccine, but usually the insurance companies don't approve it, don't cover it until you're 50.
Okay.
Or if you've had shingles, they'll approve it. So for me, in 2 months, I can ask my insurance carrier to give me the fucking vaccine.
Wait, you can get it again?
Well, what they're saying is if you live a high stress life or you have a low immunity, you can probably get it again. But I'm thinking,
if you stop playing the game, you will get shingles again.
No, I'm fine because I'm way better now in the game. I've learned the game. My life isn't stressful. You know, I have my daughters, me. You know, I have my work is not stressful at all. So I should be fine. But I don't know. But you know what? I'm still going to get the fucking vaccine because fuck this shit, bro. Well,
listen, man. Every time you're on the group chat, you seem a little stressed. I think your friends stress you out.
Yeah, you
the
have
most.
Too much anger, man.
Yeah, you kind of do.
So he's getting angry right now.
Man, I look forward to his responses. Because I'm like, I heard sometimes like people last like.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Like, you know, sometimes it can be a pointless question.
Yeah, like, what the
and
fuck?
Then I'm like, man, I'm just waiting. I go, wait, where the fuck is Barlow's?
Like the other day, okay, since you brought it up, so Chili. Uh-huh. Chili fucking posted up. So it was
who's not working today?
President's Day.
Yeah.
She posted up. So who's off today? And I immediately reply, I'm off today. And then nothing.
Fucking cricket.
Fucking.
Well, you do realize that she probably wasn't waiting for your answer.
Okay. All right. However, okay. So, you know what? You know what's funny? She said, when I messaged back, okay, and then our friend Izzy replied maybe about 3 hours later. Oh, I'm off as well. Some bullshit.
Yeah.
And then I was like, you know, it was itching, not my asshole, but you know, in the back of my mind, like, why the fuck did she ask that question and then not fucking say anything? So I asked. So, you know, I was like, Chili, you know, it kind of boggles my mind, like, why you would ask that question and then, you know, and then not have a response. Mm-hmm. And then her response, probably going back to Shomar, she's like, well, Barlow's, nobody responded until about 2 minutes ago. And I was like, bitch,
I responded.
I responded. I was the fucking first one to respond. But maybe I guess, like you said.
She probably blocked your comments and shit.
Uh-huh, right? Yeah. I mean, stupid shit like that pisses me off. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, you might want to just remove yourself from the group chat, man.
You know, I've been thinking about it.
He's super angry. Everybody like, hello? Like, what's hello about? Why are you so happy?
You know, and the 2.5 months that I was suffering with this fucking shingle shit, you know, I that was pissing me off, too.
Why? Because no one would reach out to you?
No, I didn't give a fuck about that. What were you guys going to do? Fucking come in?
I know. We didn't want to get the shingles, man.
Put ointment on your ass?
No. Put ointment in my asshole?
We were all scared of you, man. I remember the time we were, like, going out for happy hour or something. Uh-huh. And Barlow says, oh, I'll see you guys there. I was like, no!
And I was like, what the fuck? I'm not going to go there without pants.
Not getting the shingles.
I may be wearing a muumuu, but. Fuck. Oh, man. So, moral of the story.
Don't get shingles.
Don't get shingles.
Oh, man. I don't think we have a choice.
And if you do, I pray for your mother. I'm just kidding.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
It's horrible. It doesn't matter where you get it. The pain is going to be. The pain is going to be fucking there.
Because it's nerve.
Because of the nerve, the nerve damage that it causes.
But sometimes it sucks.
Some people, the nerve damage or the discomfort from the nerve damage doesn't go away for fucking months and sometimes years. Like, I was like, fuck, I hope that's not me. I hope that's not me. So, you know, after a month after they went away, for a month and a half after the shingles went away, I felt, you know, better. Started feeling better. And then, you know, again, a week ago. That's when I was like 100%.
Were you able like to drive? I'm sure you were able to drive, but it was painful, right?
Yeah. No, fucking driving, fucking going into the office and sitting down was fucking uncomfortable because you're just uncomfortable the whole fucking time. Because it was like all over my fucking, like my, you know, the left side of my bottom area, you know, my fucking balls, my fucking, the left side of my shaft. And because, you know, the shaft area, the skin doesn't stay put, you know, it moves, shifts. Especially when you're going to pee.
Yeah.
So that whole area was fucking raw because the skin continued to fucking stay open.
Because you kept playing with it.
I know, you know what? For it. And it was so bad, I couldn't jack off for fucking 2 months, bro. Because it was it fucking hurt to fucking pull the skin back and, you know, whatever. It was bad.
God damn.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So you raw dogged it for like 2 months.
Bro.
Hey, what? It was raw dogging McTorious.
Dude, they changed what it meant.
I think raw dogging means going without.
Without lube.
No, that was our.
No, our definition of raw dogging was like when you would go without condoms
without
and shit.
Condom.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, they changed. I forgot what the fuck they changed.
What is it now?
Raw dogging is like no.
No sex?
No. It's no phone. No computer, no like no tablets, no music, no nothing.
I've been raw dogging, bro.
Yeah, that's raw dogging.
You just go, you go at it without like no kind of
yeah, but like it's not entertainment. You're just kind of like in your own space, in your own head.
No electronics.
No electronics.
Like we used to call that Lent.
Oh, speaking of Lent, what are you guys giving up?
I stopped giving stuff up, bro.
You know, I'm giving up shingles.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm gonna jump on that one.
I'm gonna give up on that shit. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna give up so much. I'm gonna go get the vaccine as soon as I can. Oh, fuck, man. That bullshit.
How much is the vaccine that they don't fucking want to cover it?
It's like $500. Like
that's
cash.
Not so bad.
Oh, but it's 2 doses.
Oh shit! So $1,000.
Yeah, it's $1,000.
But I bet you would pay it in a heartbeat to not have to go
you know
through
what?
It.
Yeah,
yeah. Honestly, I think so, man.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's like a month, or you said something, it
almost
lasts longer?
2 months.
Or 2 months?
Nah.
Can you go get it in Mexico? Maybe like TJ or something?
El shingle.
Se llama chingales. Chingale, güey.
Right now is the perfect time to go to Mexico and get some shots.
You know, there's good deals right now.
I know, man. Yeah. Nobody wants to go over there.
You can probably just go and walk into the pharmacy yourself.
Yeah, nobody's there.
Just can't get it yourself.
If they didn't burn it down.
Damn, that shit's awful fucked up, huh?
You just got to wear a mask.
Yeah.
Man.
Fucking robbed them motherfuckers.
Did you? No. You heard what happened in Mexico Sunday?
The what? Which? What part? That they killed the guy.
Right, they killed the guy, but then most of like the central part of Mexico, West Coast and like by the Gulf, there were a lot of like cartel related,
like fires and shit.
Yeah, what they were trying to do was they were trying to cause disruption between like the, so the government will feel like powerless, pretty much, right? They were burning cars, they were burning trucks, they were burning like Oxxos. For some reason, why are they burning Oxxos?
Just the Oxxos, dog.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I think they're like very predominant. Like they're like everywhere. They're kind of like AMPMs or like I don't know, Starbucks, where they're like everywhere and stuff.
Unless there's a high government official that kind of owns them? A lot of them.
Yeah, that's
but it was but it was kind of ruthless because I saw a video that they didn't even wait for the employees to get out because this one chick was like she was on fire. And shit.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, they're fucking cartels. What are they? Oiga.
No.
Los vamos a quemar.
You know what? No, I saw a video where they were at a gas station. They were about to light the gas station on fire, and the guy was about to take off in his car, and then he stopped because he saw they had the gun, and then they waved him off. They're like, all right, just go.
I mean, some of them have hearts, you know?
I guess.
Little cartel hearts. Little
cartel. Bless their cartel. You know what I thought was fucked up? That they're like, they keep talking about that about the girl that set him up, like lover.
His girl,
lover.
Wait, they say his girl set him up.
Yeah, it was like a lover.
Ex.
Apparently, she helped
some girl that he was talking to.
Yeah, okay. like a side chick, I guess.
But they're also claiming that they followed her because they knew that was a girlfriend and they had been following her for weeks or months, and they finally realized that she was going to get picked up by a caravan, which they knew where she was going to go.
Well, they better get that shit straight because they're going to get her killed.
Otherwise, she's going to they're going to kill her ass.
They're going to kill her either way, man.
Right, because my impression was that she was cooperating with like the U.S. or whatever.
You know what? I have a question. You know, I see some TikToks and everything. They always talk about people that they kill or something like that, but they say unalive.
Yeah.
They unalive her is like
you can't say killed.
You can't say killed or rape or sex or some bullshit.
Yeah, it's so annoying, bro. I fucking hate the time that we live in.
They always say like unalive. I'm like, why can't they say killed?
The first time I saw that, I was like,
kill him.
What do they mean by that? Unalived.
I think what they mean by that they can't say it is because they demonetize whatever they're promoting, right? Like, so if
Mick, what's demonetize?
Demonetize. D E
origin.
Country of origin. No, but it's because there's certain guidelines and stuff that you have to follow if you're gonna monetize.
Meaning,
and like by having the videos and be paid for them.
There you go. So like if your video gets a million fucking views, right? Yeah. You get probably like $1,000 or something like that.
Oh no, way more than that on TikTok.
You get more.
Okay.
It's more, it's higher.
So you get more money. But if you say something like that automatically takes away the monetization part of it. Yeah. So you get no money out of it.
Fucked. No shit.
So then you have to say stupid shit like unalived. Grape.
grape?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's what they say, grape too?
Yeah, like the grape kit?
Grape? No, we say grape.
Well, yeah.
Oh.
You know what we're talking about, right?
Grape.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck, this whole time I thought you guys
okay, I get it now.
Let me go bring the
grape. I thought you were going to talk about Cesar Chavez.
Let me break the grape kid out of his box and show Shomar what we mean.
What we're talking about.
I come back crying, oh, grapes. Oh, grapes.
Oh, I don't like grapes.
Stupid. I hate that shit though.
Yeah, but situations like that, man, like the whole cartel thing, it's like they have everybody in their pocket though. Like that's the fucking crazy part.
That's what the one of the guys as an analyst in Mexico was saying, that even though they killed, of course, the top guy and everything, there's gonna be some other ones that are gonna spring up because they didn't hit them where it hurts, where it's like the monetary side, the financial side. Like, you know, territory wise, you know, drug wise, that's where you really hit them and stuff. Not taking out like a top guy.
And then you got to take out more than just one guy. You got to take out the top 10, you know, shit like that.
Right. But see, but what I was hearing, you know, just everybody has a fucking opinion. Yeah. They were saying that they were hoping that it's going to cause some kind of internal conflict as to who's going to take over or whatever. But I don't know. I don't think the cartel is that stupid. I would think that, okay, this guy dies. There's somebody already in line.
This is a multi-billion dollar organization. They have plans in place.
Well, they do. But the thing is that they have various people in different sectors. And there's not like an actual, from what I heard, there's not an actual hierarchy where it says like this is like the vice president. They have like, you know, is the top guy, and then under him, it's like five other guys and shit. And yeah. then they control their people and stuff. So
different factions.
Those five guys are the ones that are going to be trying to get at it and stuff. So unless yeah. it's unanimous and they're like, oh, okay. Because yeah. I think they have one guy that.
Some guy from Orange County.
What?
I'm serious.
Oh, really? Does not.
See, in the running for the new CEO of yeah. Sinaloa Cartel.
He's from Huntington Beach.
No shit.
Yeah. Impeccable resume. Yeah, yeah.
He's on a plane already going
yeah.
to Mexico.
Yeah, he was with the Proud Boys before. Oh, God. He was helping ICE.
That's crazy. Also, he's got a big resume.
Yeah, big resume.
He's an orange guy.
He's like, hey, I'm used to killing people. I'm used to hating people. I do drugs, too.
You know, man. I mean, the truth is, the sad part is, like, if it wasn't for the U.S., Mexico wouldn't be in this turmoil right now, right?
Yeah, you know, fucking the U.S., I've been thinking about this shit the last couple of days. I'm like, the U.S., you know what it is? I love this country because, you know, this is the country I live in. You know, my daughter was born here. Mm. But the U.S. is a fucking bully, bro.
Bro, of course.
It's always been a bully. Mm-hmm.
But Mexico went after Mencho because the U.S. was fucking pushing them to do something, or else the U.S. was going to fucking try to invade fucking Mexico.
Yeah.
Well, because that whole Venezuela shit.
Yeah. But
don't even get me started on that shit, bro.
I know. But let's be honest, though. If it wasn't for the appetite of the Americans to, like, shove shit up their nose, we wouldn't really have this this drug problem in Mexico.
Why are you looking at me?
Oh, yeah.
Mine comes from Canada. Shit.
No, and then that's just one part of it, right? But the other part of it is if we didn't supply all the guns.
Yeah, that's where it was
80% of the guns that they confiscated.
conjugate
up their booties come from the U.S.
Yeah.
So, okay, so what's the U.S. response to that shit?
Well, you guys all know about the, what was it, Operation Fast and Furious?
Love that movie.
Wait, which part?
No, wait, no.
Which part?
No, it's not the movie part.
Oh, the space one.
No, not the space
no,
one.
No, shit.
No, the Operation Fast and Furious was an operation, I think, when Obama was in office, where ATF, actually, I don't know exactly who it was, but I think it was ATF that was tracking guns going into Mexico. It seemed like they were supplying the guns, but who knows who was supplying them. But they knew about it.
Who's ATF?
Ask the Fellas, yeah.
Oh, are you serious?
You didn't get a cut?
Like, what the fuck?
Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms.
Oh.
It's one of the three-letter organizations in the United States. Listen, and they were supplying them with loads of guns. And the only reason they were exposed was there was a firefight between American forces I think it was Border Patrol and some of the cartel members.
That's Sicario.
No,
got him.
Got him.
Hey, Benicio del Toro already.
Wait, you're Benicio?
No, this is a true story, man.
What?
And what happened was, I guess once the firefight was over, some guns were left. They were tracked to be one of the guns that was sent over from the United States.
I believe it.
And I don't know how they tracked them, if they had GPS in them or they were just kind of like marked, like numbers or whatever. Yeah. But they traced those back to the guns that they provided from the United States. So like they have a track record of supplying guns for, how the fuck do you supply so many guns to Mexican cartels? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because nobody's checking
the U.S.
what goes to Mexico.
The U.S. supplied guns and ammunition to the fucking Taliban. So
yeah.
You can't be surprised that they're, you know, fucking arming the cartels, too.
And you know why? Because all these fucking, politicians have, like, investments in all these companies that do firearms and shit. So that's the reason they don't stop it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
it's a corrupt system. And that's why I think the Epstein files need to come out so the system can collapse and we can start a whole new one.
Very true. And then the last thing is, I mean, if Trump...
Don't get shingles.
No, if Trump really thinks that Mexico can get like the cartels under control, how come he doesn't get all of the drug dealers in the United States under control? That just doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
Blame them, but then not be able to stop the drug flow into the United States.
Because they pay taxes. Probably. Imagine.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah,
there's money.
Yeah, of course. So that's one of the things that if he really wants to blame somebody, he needs to start blaming ourselves into the United States.
Take accountability.
Yeah. Nah, man. He's a fucking narcissist.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that if you look at the statistics, you know, more U.S. citizens are the ones that sell the drugs and everything like that. They bring it over. You know, Mexico brings it over, but then they're the ones that sell it. So if they have to, you know, talk about numbers, they're going to have to say that the people that sell it are U.S. citizens. And they don't want that.
And we're the ones that are buying it.
Yeah.
Well, not
and,
we.
And they're going to have more homeless people because now the drug dealers can't make it, can't make a living. Poor little kids aren't gonna have, you know, little Nike shoes. You know,
grown men. Earring when they're like 3 years old.
People aren't going to have their drugs so they don't feel like beating their wives.
Wait, what?
So domestic abuse is going to go up.
Oh, God.
Fucking child neglect is going to go up. The whole system's going to break down, bro. Don't take my drugs away. I mean, their drugs.
But you know, we're not going to talk about politics, though, right?
No, we're not. Not today. Right, not today.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas, I got an also question, man.
Oh, shit.
Don't worry, you're not sleeping with any relatives.
Good.
Why didn't I believe that? All right, so this happens to you today, right? Like your present situation. All right. So you have a one-night stand. All right, so you have to pick one. The girl ends up pregnant and keeps the baby, or you end up with HIV.
Fuck. Oh, wait, okay. That's actually easy.
HIV, huh?
HIV.
No. Wait, the girl ends up pregnant. Like, so the girl you're talking to.
No, it's
up-
like a.
No, you're not talking to her, bitch. She's
no,
fucking-
no, it's just like a side chick. So, like, say your current situation, like you have your fiance or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. And
you have a one night stand.
You have a one night stand. You were drunk, whatever. And she's like, fuck, like I'm pregnant. And she decides to keep it. Or would you rather get HIV?
Oh, I don't want to get HIV and shit. Sure. That shit's crazy, no? Yeah. HIV and shit?
It's curable.
Mexican girls are crazy, bro.
Look at Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but yeah,
he's like, I'm not Magic Johnson.
He goes, you go on to own a bunch of Starbucks.
Yeah.
And movie theaters.
And Magic Johnson Theaters.
It created nothing but success for him. Do it, bro.
Bring in the A's.
What kind of HIV did he have? HIV in the finance industry? I'll take HIV.
HIV.
You would? Why?
Are you serious? Why?
Because if you have insurance, your insurance will pay for it. The medication is more affordable now than it was back in the 80s or the 90s when it was like still, you know, in its testing stages or whatever. So it's curable. You can live with fucking...
It's curable or they just control it?
It gets to a level... Actually, I've heard that they cured it where it's actually gone completely. But for most people, they get to a level where it's undetectable. Mm-hmm. It's sitting in your system... But it's undetectable. You're taking the medication probably for the rest of your life, but you can have sex without condoms. You don't have to worry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't have to worry about passing it out to anybody.
Well, I do know that they have those. I mean, it comes out on TV and shit where if you have AIDS and, you know, you want to protect your partner or something like that, you just take those pills and shit.
AIDS or HIV?
Oh, HIV.
HIV.
Well, okay. HIV isn't curable because it always turns into AIDS, but at least you'll have the medication that, you know, it gets you to a point where it's undetectable.
Because once you have AIDS, that's it, right?
Yeah. It's all full blown.
Yeah, you're pretty much gone.
That's the last stage.
I mean, if you don't take the medication, yeah.
Right, HIV is just like the...
HIV is the beginning stages of it. Come on, guys.
I don't know this shit, bro.
You know this shit?
Don't you have to be gay to get fucking HIV?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That was in middle school.
Oh,
when your gay teacher was telling you, yeah, my boyfriend gave me AIDS.
To where you can't get it on the first try. Oh, shit.
That's racist. That's racist.
Yeah, but that's true. That was a narrative back then.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was like, a gay disease. Gay.
Of course. Everybody thought Magic Johnson was gay, bro. They thought he was taking it in the ass.
And then they realized it was black people that got it, too.
Wait.
So
Eazy-E got it.
Then it became a gay and black people thing.
Why is that?
Because the government, bro. It's all the government, man.
I thought we were going to get political.
Well, you brought up AIDS and shit.
I didn't bring up
AIDS. That was also.
Oh, yeah.
Also brought it.
Stupid ass also.
I was going to say.
I hope he gets AIDS.
No way.
No.
All
right. Well, I hope you just HIV then.
Just a tip.
Just the H.
So I will say the pregnancy thing.
The pregnancy?
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck around with like AIDS or shit.
Man, and
you'd be like transparent and just be like, hey.
I mean, it's going to come out eventually. No. Oh, no, because you say you choose the other one, huh?
Well, you can choose either one.
What do you think is worse, though? If my wife finds out that I have HIV or that I have a kid somewhere else?
Well, that you were.
Well, HIV is explainable.
How?
You can come
because it's going to be like, where'd you get it from?
Exactly. I cheated anyway.
All you do is just poke a needle in your vein.
No.
It doesn't have to have heroin in it.
But
you just get a needle, just poke yourself like four times.
No. Just come home with the needle stuck in your arm. Yeah. You're like, guess what?
Guess what?
I fell on this needle.
I fell on this dirty needle.
I was doing homeless outreach, and I tripped, and the needle got stuck.
It's like when people say, I got pregnant by accident. It's like, what the fuck?
Came a heroin addict by accident.
Yeah, so.
See? No, Jerry's like, you know, I like the fact that I maybe could have done heroin.
That's not an answer.
So I don't know, man. Either you play that part or you deal with the fact that, you know, now you're unfaithful. You're unfaithful and it's like, well, you know what? I was unfaithful and I had a kid. Now I'm having a kid or whatever.
I think either way, the relationship is over, right? So I'd rather just say I had a kid and they'd get AIDS or get HIV.
Yeah, you have to deal with it.
Same here, man.
I don't want to deal with HIV.
Yeah, but you got to deal with the stupid ass kid.
Yeah, but only for 18 years.
What if he's ugly, or she?
That's a very, very.
What if she's retarded?
Wait, we don't That's say that anymore, up. Bro. We don't. We,
you have to. You call it. We call it great.
We call it. you call it unretarded.
What if she's unretarded?
No, it's not unretarded. It's not unretarded, man. We don't say that anymore.
Unretarded.
What if she's like a Mongolian?
No, we stupid. I don't think we say that either, man.
That's what they used to call Down syndrome people.
Yeah. Like, I know.
Oh, okay.
Mongolito.
Yeah, in the 80s, though, right?
Not in the 80s, fool.
90s?
Like in the 30s.
Oh.
30s, 40s.
You'll see it on the black and white. Be like, in the subtitle.
Mongolian. Mongolian.
They'll write it in a crayon.
Yeah, for what if it becomes,
you know, Jerky's
what if
gonna,
it comes out unretarded?
Jerky's gonna cut
it's
all
not
this off.
Retarded, man.
Then you gotta deal with that shit. Fuck that shit.
I know, that's
nah, man. I'll still keep the kid. Yeah. I'll keep the kid, man.
Why would Jesus make a mistake like that?
Jesus doesn't make mistakes.
Yeah. He made Trump.
Political.
Let's get political. Political.
Damn, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it'd be hard to explain.
What about you,
like getting man? HIV, bro? I think I would try to come up with a lie, bro.
What do you mean?
You'll do the
like
eight?
Yeah, I think I would be like, dude, I got HIV. I don't know. I was with Jerky and he fucked around and stabbed me with this needle.
Jerry has HIV too?
He said we both got it. He'll be like, y'all fucking.
Now they think you're gay.
Now you're gay, man.
Like, that was in the 80s, man.
Don't you work with like drug addict moms and shit that fucking with those kids?
My kids do drugs.
Oh, well, see, maybe one of those.
One of my.
One of those kids stab you in the
He said we were doing a recreational activity. Yeah, I don't. because, man, it would, damn, they would just cost me everything. It would cost me everything if I, if I'm like, you know what, I fucked around and whatever.
Would you kill yourself after that?
Nah, I wouldn't.
Would you undead yourself?
I would. I would unalive myself.
Unalive.
Unalive. Oh, undead.
Would you undead? Sure.
I'm like, that's not like. That's
yeah.
Not like Walking Dead.
I don't know. I think it would be more of a mind fuck, like to be like, man, you know.
What if I said, oh, you know, I got HIV, guys? Would you guys be like, oh, okay?
Kind of like when you had shingles.
then we'll move the podcast to like Wednesdays.
It's like
they just tell you it's on Thursdays.
Like it's shingles 2.0, bro.
Like it's okay, guys. It's controlled.
Hey, what's the worst drug? Is it a meth?
Nah, I think it's
well,
fentanyl.
Well, now it's the
fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one that can kind of kill you right away. If
I would have said heroin back then. Yeah. Heroin was probably heroin the worst. Crazy. Back then, yeah. Because fentanyl, you can still get high off of it.
Yeah. But I don't even know how that shit works. Is that that's the pill one?
I don't know what it is.
Oh, like that's methamphetamine. No,
they can fucking put that shit in heroin. They can put it in fucking cocaine, and it's like a little, like a tiny fucking amount, like barely even fucking like a you know, like a
drop,
like a drop,
but, like but an eye drop.
But it's like I think it's powder or some shit.
I'm not too familiar, but they say it can be very little, and or if you fuck it up, you can overdose like really easily.
That's where all the those actors started dying. After a while,
probably. Yeah, some of them.
Like that guy from The Wire. I don't know. Is it the guy that used to be called? I think Omar. What? Right?
Yeah.
That dude died. He was probably the first one that died off of overdose.
Really? Oh shit!
And then there was another guy too. I forget, man. I don't remember these guys' names, but they all just started dying off of fentanyl.
Yeah, it's so fucking potent that I mean I don't know if you've seen videos of like cops getting overdosed by just being in the vicinity where they smell that shit. And they just pass out.
Yeah, it fucks them up.
Yeah, I know we have those
Narcan.
Yeah, the Narcan thing all over the place where we're at.
Yeah, I carry some in my car.
Oh, you do?
Really?
Yeah, I have two.
Damn, wow. You guys have a bunch of fucking workers that do this shit or what?
No, patients.
He goes, oh, there goes fucking Jim again. God damn it!
God damn it! I heard. Yeah, no, that's fucking scary as fuck.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know. I going back to the thing, I think I would take the HIV, bro.
Take it?
And then I'll just take medicine.
I guess it's not as scary now, right? Yeah. HIV?
Where before it was like, it would be like, oh, are you going to die or are you going to have a kid? Right. I would have a kid.
I'll take the kid, even though he's...
Hands down.
But see, I think that's like...
I'm retarded.
I said unretarded.
No. That means normal.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Well, I mean retarded, but you don't want me to say that.
No, I don't.
I'm saying unretarded.
Re-retarded.
Re-re.
Oh. Wow. As long as
he's not, re-re.
There he goes. As long as he's not re-re.
Come on, man.
Can't say. Fucking re-re.
You can't say that, man. That's just...
Oh, man. We're going to get canceled.
Like, man,
sure.
Hey, man. Is your kid re-re?
No.
Nah, he's on re.
Just one re.
One re. He's high functioning re re.
What the fuck?
Oh man.
Oh shit.
Whew. Damn.
Good time.
That was funny.
we get to stay monetized.
You know this is not even gonna be on the show.
Probably not.
What the hell?
We've been recording like for 4 hours. I know. He's taking things out.
Jerry, you're not gonna leave anything in. All the funny parts.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Marlo, it looks like you got something to say.
I have a listener question.
Okay, go for it.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man. Valentine's Day just passed. And so there's this fella, right? He wrote in and he was talking about that him and his girl came to an agreement that they weren't going to get each other gifts. So he was like, all right, cool, fucking no gifts. And his girl got him a gift.
The fuck?
What'd you get him, though?
Fuck, I should have asked that.
Yeah. It's important.
But see, it doesn't matter.
But
she
got
her. She said no gift at all.
I know, but what if she would have gotten him maybe like a very small trinket? That's not really a gift. It's just a little thing. But
name that trinket.
I don't know, man. Like maybe a no, like those Peanuts sculptures that I have right there.
Let's say she bought him a watch.
Oh, that's a, it could be a good watch, right? Expensive watch.
I think if she says anything remotely to Happy Valentine's and here you go.
Yeah.
Then that becomes a Valentine gift. Right. Yeah. Well, she goes, well, like, see, hey, but, I just got you this.
And regardless of what she got him, mm-hmm. here's the problem. She got a little bitter about it that he didn't get her shit.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, and I'm like, why do females say, oh, no, don't worry, don't give me shit. They go and they get you something, and then it's like, well, what the fuck? Like, why didn't you get me shit? Well, because you said you not to get you shit.
Well, I heard that also the thing is, like, they always say it's not the give, it's the thought.
Right.
Or something like that. But then when you give them something thoughtful, they're like, yeah, you know, they're expecting something more.
Right. Like a vacuum cleaner?
Hey, that shit. Hey, ask me about my vacuum cleaner. That shit's still going, bro. Hey, fucking 10 years later, bro, that shit.
You know, you give them a Hoover and they want that. What's that?
Dyson.
Dyson.
I got the Dyson.
You got the Dyson?
Yeah, yeah. That shit was like almost $800 when I got it. Shit. It was up
Wait,
there.
Wait, you got the cordless version?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, and that shit stays charged for about 45 minutes. Mm. It's still going strong, bro.
Your house is not that big.
It's not. But I'm saying, like, if I had a bigger house.
Yeah, if I go to the yard.
If I wanted to vacuum the backyard.
For 45 minutes.
He goes, hey, neighbor.
Hey, no, because there's vacuums. It's like you plug them in, it's fucking 15 minutes, and it's like, bro, fuck, they're dead. No, it's the gift that keeps on giving, bro, I think, right?
But back to that girl. So you said that what's the guy's question though?
No, so he's like, he just wants to.
He's like, what the fuck?
Like what? Yeah, like what are her fucking thoughts? Like, you know, I think he just wants us to side with him and fucking talk shit about his girl. But it's true though. Like why would people feel the need to say, let's not get each other gifts and then go and get gifts?
Yeah.
Mm. Unless it's that thing. Remember when girls back in the days used to have their friend call you to try to catch you. Maybe that was like one of those tests.
Stupid game. Well, then he needs to fucking break up with her. Fuck
yeah,
that
that's just toxic.
Don't
as
playing
fuck,
with fucking
bro.
Games.
I don't think you need to break up with her. He needs to teach her a lesson.
He needs to call her a Riri.
Yeah, like Riri. Okay, I don't agree to that.
Are you Riri or what?
That's actually appropriate. Appropriate use of Riri.
You said don't get each other any gifts from fucking Valentine's, and here you are getting me a fucking watch, and now you're upset because I didn't get you anything.
Yeah, it's a fucking setup. Yeah, it's a setup. You were gonna say something?
Yeah, because if you agree, like if it's an agreement, and she goes around and actually tries to fault you for that, that's not fair, bro.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Not one bit. Right. Yeah.
She can give you a gift, but she shouldn't expect.
She
one
shouldn't
from
expect
you.
One back, or be okay with you not getting one back.
Yeah. Right.
Be like, I understood the assignment, mm-hmm. right? Like how the kids say, understood the assignment.
And you know, it's weird if you haven't dated anybody that doesn't celebrate or says she doesn't celebrate Valentine's, because normally most women, they want to celebrate Valentine's. So it's a mind fuck. So I was dating somebody that didn't celebrate Valentine's, and I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? You don't want to celebrate Valentine's. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm like, all right. But the whole fucking time, I was like, she's fucking with me. She's fucking with me. But, the whole time, I was still like, nah, we'll see. I didn't get her anything. She didn't give me anything. We hung out, and it was like a normal day. I'm like, all right.
Nice.
I like this.
Whoa. That's how it's supposed to be, right?
And that's what he was expecting.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
But see, I think it goes back to, did he know how his girl is? Because if his girl's like one of those toxic girls and everything like that, then that should have been expected for her to. Because if he's giving her all these gifts and everything like that, you think she's not going to want to, you know, get a gift where like when everybody gets a gift?
Yeah, because this was their first time like coming up with that agreement, obviously.
Oh, so they've been together for a number of years.
Yeah, yeah. And they've always gotten each other something for Valentine's Day.
And she brought it up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the one. That was her idea.
Yeah,
not
yeah and
get
she's
gifts.
Like, oh, let's. Yeah.
It was her fucking.
It's a test.
It was her talking to her stupid ass friends, probably some single fat bitch, like, hey, test your man. See, see what he does.
He should get you something anyway.
Yeah. If he loves you.
Like, what man in his right mind would not get you anything?
Oh, what about if she's just tired of him and just wants an excuse to fight and get rid of him?
Well, just fuck. Why? Yeah. Why you gotta go through all those hoops?
It's just fucking. Just then, just break
then
up.
She'll be tell her friends that he never paid attention to her, never got her something for. Her. And
oh, like she's building a fucking case.
And Valentine was the last straw.
Damn,
I see where that can happen.
She's building a case against
at
him.
This day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, yeah. That's Riri.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy should just reevaluate his fucking relationship with his girl, man. Yeah. Like, that shit is stupid as fuck to me. When I read it, I was just like, oh, fucking idiot.
You get your wife something for Valentine's Day this year?
I didn't. I took, because we did like a family thing. So yeah. I took them out. I took them bowling, and we went to go out to eat, and we took my goddaughter. But like the flowers thing, like I bring flowers into the house like every other week, maybe, like, or whenever they die, mm-hmm. I'll buy some. Yeah, but it's not, I don't know. Like I think, but normally, yeah, like I'll get her little stuff, but like usually like a card and some chocolates or whatever. Like it's just little shit. Like we're not really big on that, or we don't really go out on Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually we'll do something at the house, like we'll cook at the house or something. You know, but yeah, but it's just, I hate that shit, dude. Like when they set you up like that, where it's just like, oh no, let's not get each other anything. And it's like, yeah. In that instance, he needs to like really look at that shit.
Yeah.
Should he keep her or leave her?
Leave her.
Yeah.
No, I say keep her, but you need to really sit her down and tell her this shit ain't a fucking game.
Yeah, bitch.
Like this is a relationship.
Exactly.
Like,
do you think communication?
Like, yeah.
I mean,
if you want a gift for Valentine's, tell me you want a gift for Valentine's, yeah. We'll do it.
Right.
Why change our usual fucking motto for Valentine's?
Mm-hmm. See, how old was he? Do you know his age?
He's like in his 30s, so he's probably about Barlos's age.
Bro, it's a game, man. These women, they play games.
I would say just leave her, man.
Yeah,
because I mean, to set you up like that,
yeah.
And then be like, you know, like what's expected later and stuff.
Yeah, it's fucking petty.
I mean, well, if it was something small, then maybe and stuff, you know, like, oh, you forgot, but you know, but when she tells you, like, right. literally tells you, like, don't get me nothing or anything, and then she turns around and gets mad, that's entrapment.
I don't think it was as much as a setup as it is like, you know what, maybe I should still get him something, and then because I know he's gonna get me something. Like she was expecting him to still give her a gift, and she didn't want to be empty-handed.
Well, maybe maybe she mind fucked herself then.
I think she mind fucked herself. I didn't think. I don't think it was a setup or it was like done in a malicious way, but she mind fucked herself.
Yeah, but she can't get angry about that,
right?
But she did, because now she's hurt. Because
then she
got her feelings hurt.
Yeah, because she built up this whole story in her mind. Mm-hmm. Oh, he loves me so much. Mm-hmm. He would, you know.
There's no way he wouldn't give me a.
But why? Yeah. But why say? Oh, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
again, she's Riri, man.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, damn, you got me there. <again. laughs>
or it's like the dudes that get like go over the top. I always feel like those are the dudes that are cheating.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like I heard that.
Like a thousand roses.
Oh yeah, yeah. I go, dude, they're trying to make up for something. Like I heard at my old job, one of the supervisors, she got like her husband sent her like it was like a tree, bro. Like it was like tenía un tronco and everything. Like it was like, and it had like all kinds of flowers. Cause I remember, cause I had to carry that shit down to her car. Uh-huh. And I was just like, what the fuck? Why would he send this to your job?
I think that's fucking embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like I would never send you anything to your job. Because it's embarrassing, honestly.
Well, it's embarrassing to you, but yeah, some girls love all that shit. They love putting it on the gram or on social media.
I probably wouldn't date anybody that fucking love that shit, though.
Yeah, they eat that shit up because it's a competition for them.
Right.
It's a competition. Like the girls that go on the gram that day and they're just like, and they're fucking comparing. Fuck that. Like,
wait, she got 25 roses. I only got 22.
What the fuck, man? It's over.
You don't love me enough.
This is Jules.
And Pierre.
From the What Can Go Wrong podcast. You are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Fellas.
Oh, shit, yeah.
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Fucking shit.
I remember.
This is a little quick 2-minute topic.
Okay.
All right. I'm just going to say Latinos don't, or Mexicans don't. And I say Latinos because of Barlos, because he's the only salad here. Yeah. But, like, Mexicans don't.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you tell me what we don't do, what we don't have, what we don't own.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So if I say Latinos don't, what do you say?
I wasn't listening.
He's Riri.
Are you Riri?
Fucking Riri, motherfucker.
A little bit. I got distracted and started listening to music in my brain.
He's Riri.
Shit. Making my way downtown.
Okay, say it again. I'm sorry.
All right, so real quick. So Mexicans don't. You finished the sentence like, okay. Mexicans don't own this or Mexicans don't do this.
Okay.
All right, so Mexicans don't
do therapy.
Hey, that's true. We don't fucking do therapy.
Right? I think Shomar does therapy. he's like, wait a minute.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to talk to my therapist about this.
They said that we're not supposed to do therapy.
Say you're the devil.
Oh, shit. Mexicans don't take their car to the dealership to get it fixed, right?
No. Yeah.
No, you take it to a mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somebody's uncle.
Yeah, or somebody's uncle.
Because we don't trust the fucking dealer to fix, unless it's in warranty.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's all free or whatever.
Mexicans don't go to the doctor.
Oh, that's true.
Mexicans don't pay full price. We're always trying to get it cheaper.
How much is she charging?
No, every time they give you a price, you're always trying to negotiate it down and shit like that. Yeah. You don't just say like some white people, they go like, oh, it's $300. Like, oh, okay, cool, I'll pay it.
You know, yeah. I do that in Mexico. I do negotiate in Mexico.
Because it's cheap as fuck over there.
Yeah.
Like, and it's sad because those people are like the ones that are struggling the most.
But we assume that they start really high, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Just so they can negotiate down.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, because remember when you're at the border and they try to sell you that piggy bank for like
$20?
$20. No, $50 or something.
And then you get it for two.
Yeah, you get it for like $10 and shit at the end.
And then you're the dumbass that pay $50, like, oh, es un pendejo, ya está pagando the full price.
Those are the white people.
Unos rebies allá.
Mexicans don't get new tires.
You know what? I do now.
You do now. Yeah. You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, dude, you only had your car 2 years. Why did you change your tires so quickly?
Oh, see what happened. I didn't rotate them.
Oh, okay.
So the back tires got fucked up.
Mexicans don't rotate their tires.
Mexicans sure don't rotate tires.
Yeah, but you know, I learned my lesson. So my next rotation is in a month. I have it in my calendar.
Nice.
Fuck that shit.
You know what? With the new tires, I somehow I get nails in my tires.
Yeah.
I put them in. But no, and I go, well, I have like the insurance on my tires. So you
cheat the system.
Yeah. They'll replace them. Now you pay like the taxes or something. It's like $25-$30.
Hey, but Mexicans.
Wait. You're fucking serious? You put the nail in the
I've done it before. Like if it's kind of worn.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, boop.
So it doesn't matter that they're worn, they still fucking honor their warranty.
And Mick rolls up with a hammer and a box of nails in the trunk.
Like, sir, are you a carpenter by any chance?
You're like, oh, shit.
No, I'm a baker. Why?
Yeah. No, I've only done that twice. I've only done it twice where I've like
and put
the. Yeah, and it worked. And they're just kind of like, oh, well, you know what? Your tire's kind of worn. Or you have to make sure it goes on the side.
It has to go on the side of the tire
because otherwise they'll be just patch it up. But they're like, but it's not safe, and they'll still patch it up.
And they don't question like when you have the nail straight like on the side. Like.
Nah, they don't care. They're like, sir, did you drill this in?
Sir,
like,
we found your fingerprint on the nail.
He's like, you did it in our parking lot.
It's like you drill the hole and then you hammer it in.
Stupid. Yeah. What else, man? Mexicans
don't measure when it comes to recipes.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that is true. He was like, wait.
No, we don't. It's like, es un puño de like salt or something like that. Yeah. It's just like a pinch or whatever.
Yeah, this is kind of hit and miss, but I think a lot of Mexicans aren't affectionate.
Nah, they're very affectionate.
Some.
They don't show affection.
Like my dad. Was your dad affectionate?
Yeah.
No.
My
father was. My whole family was affectionate.
Really?
Yeah, you go to a family function and everybody's like hugging each other and like, you know.
My dad never hugged me.
Yeah. He'd be like pinche joto.
Yeah.
You took out 3 feet, no pressure.
Then it's HIV.
HIV.
Tiene, no me vas a pegar los shingles.
Dude, because I was telling the story about like when I thought my dad was gonna die and he was in the ICU.
I remember that shit.
He was going to die. And then I'm like, man, fuck it. I'm going to kiss him on the forehead. And I kissed him. And he's like, And then he didn't die.
He didn't try to give him the kiss of death.
I was like, he's like, ah, fucking, mijo's joto. I'm like, what the fuck?
He was like, you kiss him and you're like, I know.
I was like, you were supposed to die. Like, I gotta, like, apologize and shit.
I gotta live with that shit for 5 more years.
He probably stayed alive.
Yeah, he has to give me shit.
To give you shit about it.
Yeah, but no, like I knew my dad like loved me, but it wasn't like affection. You know what I mean? It was never like a hug or a kiss or anything like that. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What about your dad, Bartles?
Wow.
Really?
My dad left me when I was 1, fool.
He gave you a kiss on the forehead and he left.
He said, I'm out, bitch.
Said Mexicans don't stay for their children.
Oh, no, wait. No, they do.
You know, he was like, I'm going to give you a name and I'm going to step away.
I'm going to give you a grenade.
Give you a grenade and a bottle.
Something to remember me by.
You know, Mexicans don't get insurance.
Ah. What kind of insurance?
We do now.
Car insurance?
What?
Car insurance.
Well, we didn't.
Well, back then,
we didn't.
The hardcore Mexicans
don't. No. Yeah. You know which one? Life insurance.
Oh, Mexicans don't get life insurance. Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
You know what? Old school Mexicans, they don't do the whole, like, the 401ks and shit like that.
No.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, my dad didn't do that shit, and my father-in-law didn't either. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, like, because I remember I asked him, and he's like, no. He's like, I never did it. I was like, what the hell? So now they just kind of live off of their little fucking bullshit
social security check that they get down.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. If I was in that situation, I would fucking move to fucking Mexico or El Salvador because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that situation. I am Americanized. I'm not Riri.
Oh, man. But Mexicans don't... They don't plan for death, right? Like, we don't buy plots, do we?
Yeah.
I know my mom did, but that's because she's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom bought a plot and stuff. I bought a plot.
Yeah.
Yeah?
For I you? Bought a plot, yeah. Me and
You guys are buried people?
I'm going to get burned.
I'm going
to get cremated. Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
I'm going to go on the ground.
You're going to go on the ground.
Just cremate my shit.
Because we did, for my mom, we bought the plot prior to. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like 5 years of payments and shit. Mm-hmm. But when I first brought it up to her, because that was my idea, she was like that. Like, well, what the fuck? Like, you're trying to kill me off or what? Like, she didn't want to do it.
I know.
Yeah. She was like, I'm like, dude, I go, when you die, I'm like, I don't want to be like struggling trying to pay your shit. You know what I mean? Like, and she's like, oh, whatever. And,
like, you're right.
Yeah, and it was the best decision ever.
Yeah, because it costs a lot, man.
Hell yeah. Here's one thing I just learned. Embalming is not required.
What?
It is not a requirement in the state of California to get embalmed. Yeah.
Because they take out your organs, though, right?
They're still going to do all that shit.
Oh, they still
But they don't have to embalm you afterwards. They don't have to. They can keep you in the refrigerator. They can still maintain you for the viewings and all that shit, but they don't have to embalm you. So that's an extra $3,000 or $4,000 that they're going to charge you if you say to embalm you, if you get that package.
So what does embalming do?
It preserves the body.
Preserves so you don't. Wait, like for how long? Like you'll still last throughout the funeral, right?
Yeah.
Then who cares a fuck? You're going to be in the ground.
That's why you don't need to be embalmed. It's all part of their, you know. The
hidden fees.
They're trying to fucking upsell you, obviously.
Yeah.
The casket.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy the casket from that mortuary. From that.
Oh yeah, you can get whatever you want.
You can buy it from Costco for $1,500.
I heard you get it from Costco.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's awesome, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So, fuck all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm cremation. Mm-hmm. You don't have to keep the fucking ashes. Throw them anywhere you want. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, it's like, bye, Dad.
All right, Dunk. She leaves it there.
Put them wherever the fuck. Don't even put them in the cemetery or whatever the fuck.
Right.
The,
yeah, the wall. The yeah. What do you call that? The mausoleum.
Yeah,
mausoleum.
Don't even do that shit. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Spend the least amount as possible on my fucking funeral.
Let me ask you: do you guys go visit people at the cemetery?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Nah.
I can't.
For what?
Like, there's been a lot of funerals at the place where my grandpa's buried and my great grandma's buried, and I'm there, and I'm like, I'm not gonna go visit him at the grave.
Visit the other people?
No,
because it's not them.
Yeah, well, only go visit my mom.
Yeah,
but
but
even that, like, I used to go like a little more frequent. Now I go like maybe once a month, every other month sometimes, depending. Yeah, but
once my mom passes, I'll be there one time and that's it.
He said, I already said my goodbyes.
There's the fun. I know you guys see a different point. For me, there's no fucking point to it. Why? Why fucking go visit the fucking funeral, the burial site? To do what? To fucking...
That's a tough one. It's a tough... Because I think you can do that from wherever you are, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can talk to them.
You can remember them. Yeah. And like, oh, I remember when you were fucking that black guy.
He's like, hey, mom. That's why he's bitter. He's all bitter. That's why he's bitter.
And that's why I got shingles.
Her mom put that. She wants a long black casket.
Is it a bubble?
Is it white? White black, mom? Shit.
He has to buy... That's why... Bartles... has to buy two plots and shit to fit that long black you got the casket.
You got the Mandingo
package.
The Mandingo. Okay.
Yeah. No, but what I do like about it is like every maybe like twice a year, you know, we all get together and we'll go and shit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Like we've gone a lot of times where like to go visit my pops and stuff. Yeah. And I mean, I get it. Like, you know, you could do it from like hell and everything, but you know, just being there and everything, just, I don't know.
Yeah,
it gets connection. And I think it's kind of, you know, however everybody wants to, like, have closure and stuff. So, if you're not really feeling it, then...
No, but I think it's great for the kids.
I think it's fucking weird.
I think it's great for...
why the kids?
No, I think it's great for the kids, like, especially for, like, Victorious's kids to know that they had a grandma and...
Fucking show them pictures. No,
I know, but, like, it's one of those things that you feel more connected.
It's like, this is where she's at, man.
Yeah, no, not only that...
Why is she down there? Why can't we bring her back up? Yeah, exactly.
But to tell the stories and to, like, have some kind of, like, you know, moments of remembering her, their grandma. Because they're going to ask one day.
Because they enjoy it. Like, when I take them, they like to put the flowers and then they decorate her little...
Yeah.
Their little...
I remember doing that for my brother and sister's dad when he got killed. And, you know, at that time I was a kid, so I didn't know what the hell, you know, what the whole thing was about. So, yeah, I was doing that with that, too. Putting the flowers, buying the flowers, cleaning the fucking the water container, whatever the fuck. But, you know, I mean, eventually I realized.
I grew up.
I became bitter.
I realized this is fucking stupid. Why are we wasting our Sunday here?
Oh, shit.
I know, I'm Riri.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show, on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas.
Wait, man. What are we doing? We're leaving?
It's time.
What are you talking about?
It's time. You know, we ain't got the stamina,
that we
used to have.
What,
you know,
I got the stamina. I'm still awake here.
No, man.
Bartle fell asleep twice.
Yeah, I'm like President Trump now. Falling asleep. Fucking lazy motherfucker.
Dementia.
It's crazy, man.
I quit caffeine for this, man.
For what?
I don't know.
Where did you quit? Why?
I don't know. I didn't feel like I needed caffeine.
Uh-huh.
So I cut it back down, like, really, like, maybe just 60 milligrams a day.
And... You don't do the pills either?
Nah, I stopped doing the pills because the pills were like 200 milligrams a day. I was up to maybe 500 to 600 milligrams a day.
See, Cherokee, I would never give him drugs. Because he's one of those that would be like, let me do a little bit more.
So I can,
let's
I
see
can
what my body could take.
Yeah, and eventually he's addicted.
I pushed it.
Yeah, and then it's my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no.
Then he's a Skid Row sucking dick. Trying to get like all this already.
Another pill.
Cherokee, why are you sucking dick? I need cocaine.
Yeah, but I went down to 60 milligrams for the for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm like, man, I could do this. And so I said, you know what? I'm just going to cut it all out.
How are you measuring 60 milligrams?
I have this one powder, and it has like the...
Oh, it's measured for
Measured for 60 milligrams. But I thought it was 100, so I thought I was like at 100. So for 60, I was at 60 for a long time. And then finally, when I cut it all out, Oh, I was miserable for like three days.
Crashing?
Yeah.
That's no, not crashing. It's just like kind of
withdrawal.
Yeah, a little bit of withdrawal.
It is withdrawal.
Because I would think, you know, 60 milligrams, I was up to 500, 600. So I 60 milligrams, I'm going to be miserable. But
shit.
I didn't feel anything. But when I went down to zero, that's when it was like, oh, this is good. But, you know, it's been, I think today was.
I think I'll take up heroin.
But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to say that before we leave, man. If anybody wants to quit, call me up.
You can do it.
I can help you guys out. I'll be your coach.
And yeah, and so it's gone like completely, or
it's gone completely. It's gone. I went through all of my cabinets, and I threw everything out. And no coffee, no nothing, no teas, nothing, man.
Tea
is great. Nothing.
So this is he's using code.
Mm.
So what he really means. No wonder you didn't have our drinks ready today.
What?
So he got rid of his alcohol.
Oh,
that's what he did.
Tell everybody.
Yeah, it was cold. You know, he's like, I went through all my cupboards. Like, I found all my stash.
You know, here's a question. Last little topic, real quick. Do you guys want to live forever?
Hell
not
no.
not forever,
oh,
but like
no,
live like a long life. What's a long life for you?
85.
90. Yeah,
80.
I think.
I'll be good with
80
though.
Yeah.
I'll be good. But as long as I'm still mobile, able to wipe my own ass. As soon as that shit's gone, I'm going to kill myself.
I'd be good with 70.
Really?
Yeah.
70?
I mean,
I think Jerry's going to be like 100 and something.
You're going to be like, damn, Jerry could die already.
No, you're going to be like, why am I the only one left?
I don't want to live that long, man. I mean, 70? 70 is a good life.
It is.
It's a really good life.
But if you're still healthy and shit like that, like you can still have... Like my father-in-law, like that dude is 70. He'll be 70 this year, and he still does all kinds of shit. Like
yeah.
He's like super active.
Yeah, but
you gotta stay active.
Yeah,
but
I see you as an active individual, bro.
Yeah, but once you stop being able to fuck on a normal basis, do you really want to live? You know what I mean?
You know, I go through that every time I break up with somebody.
Like, do I really want to live? I'm only 36, but fuck.
Let's get out of here, man.
Oh, man. I already said the all right, motherfucker.
Okay, say it again, man.
Ah, man. All right, all right, all right.
Very, very believable.
Time to get out of here.
No, man. Let's not, man. Come on. Let's just stay a little while longer.
You have a small topic?
No, I don't.
Oh, oh man, hey, you know, good times, fellas. You know, again, you know, we're not recording as often as we, you know, as you all, you know, as you as a you the people,
the people
are used to. But you know, we're here today because we know you guys like the show and you guys want to hear us. So you know, we're here. So I can't promise you next week. Okay. I can't promise you the week of the 12th. Okay. But I promise you,
one of these days,
we'll come back and have another episode. Yeah, April's gonna be gone.
You know what the funny thing is? I think people stop asking us when are you gonna have another show.
Right, they're just surprised.
They've come to terms and they're just like, oh shit, an episode.
It's kind of like Jerky's caffeine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They get withdrawals and then they get zero and then they're like, yeah.
I think people are.
Where it's just like, hey, they're back.
Yeah.
Let's see what they got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys got a good show here, you know.
I hope.
Stretch it. Put a bunch of commercials.
Yeah, stretch it out.
You get like four episodes from here.
Read up on shingles and fucking read up on
audiobook
on Mongolians and you know all that shit.
Hey, look up the pictures on Google Images.
Of who, the Mongols?
No.
Of
shingles.
Oh yeah, look up the shingles picture.
Oh,
and imagine Bartle's butthole.
Yeah, imagine that in my anus. Or imagine that on my head.
On your head? It was on your head.
Wait.
Too?
Yeah, bitch, I told you it was on my
dick. You said your shaft.
Your dick head. Oh,
it was on my shaft. It was covering my freckles.
See that?
No. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, bro.
See, that's why I think it was in fucking shingles and shit. Watch his doctor one day say, like, yeah, Bartle, that was in shingles.
No, bitch, I went to the doctor. He said,
it had to be shingles.
He was like, yeah, it was shingles. Bitch, I don't be fucking dirty bitches.
He's the dirty bitches be fucking me.
Get it straight.
I was making clean it. Right, motherfuckers. Zip it up, zip it down. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, definitely good show. You know, it was good having everybody together and stuff like that. So let's see when we get the presence of Bartles again. But fuck that people.
You know what? I'm done with my final this week.
Yeah. Well, his AI is going to be done with his finals.
You know what? AI is not AI.
It's not, it doesn't AI help no more?
What? No, it is helping, but it's not. It's not.
Not like before.
Yeah, it's still.
So what do you use now?
I still got to do work. My brain.
Well, people are catching on. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, there's a hacker some show there.
At our next show.
Yeah. So, anyways, all right. So, Dodgers starting to start their
spring training.
Spring training and stuff. So they're kicking ass. So you know. Definitely looking forward to all the games and show that. So, and let's Dave go Dodgers, man.
Dave Roberts, if you listen to this episode, don't go to the fucking White House.
Don't.
Stop being a fucking dumbass. Yeah. Listen to the people.
The people. People.
And don't go to the White House.
Yep.
Yep.
There you go. Mick.
All right, all right, all right. That was terrible.
That's why you don't do other people's bits, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Great fucking show, man. A lot of laughs. Yeah, we'll see when we come back, and thanks for listening.
You forgot your bit.
What do I say?
Zip it up and zip it down.
What a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I want to talk about a movie that I saw in the theater. I went back to the theater, what? Guys.
The theater?
Yes. Oh, I love the theater. Especially the D-Box. No, it's not that.
D-Box.
It's not what you think. No, D-Box is that, like that 3D,
the one with
40.
The glory hole.
No, not the glory hole. No. It's the one where the seat shakes and it kind of like has these, it sways and all.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're flying. It's like a flying.
It's a fucking, yeah. It's a teenager behind your seat.
Yeah, but I saw two movies in I think a week or 2 weeks.
Oh shit!
And I'm back in. So because I invested in AMC like a dumbass, so I want their stock to go back up.
Wait, you didn't pull it out?
No, I went back in. Oh. When it was at a dollar something, I was like, you know what? It's gotta go back up. It's gotta go. People, put some money into AMC.
I know.
Let's go.
Let's go, Redbox.
No, but I saw Send Help. And it was that movie by, I think, what's her name again? I forget her name.
Adams? Something.
McAdams. Yes. Something McAdams. That
Red Box?
No. Send Help.
Send Help.
Oh, Send Help. Oh, no. I said Red Box.
Yeah. Send Red Box. No, he's Riri today. What's wrong with you?
He's like, no, stupid. You said that.
Yeah, I was like, that sounds funny.
No, Send Help, man. I think it was a girl that was at work. And
Amy McAdams?
Something McAdams. Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
And they're in, I think they get, their plane goes down and they're deserted on a desert island. And she's like all about the like survival and all kinds of stuff. So she's actually really good at this. At kind of like surviving on a desert island. So, but it's really fucking good. There's a lot of twists in it that you don't even see coming. So I really recommend this movie, especially if you get the D-Box.
It's too late now. It's on streaming now.
God damn it. And then the next one is Crime 101.
Oh, yeah, with Halle Berry and the
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, that one.
And then there's some other actors in it, too. And, man, this movie... Non-stop action, like not like the crazy action like you see in the newer movies,
yeah,
but like it's more of a throwback onto the like the 90s movies that actually like have time to like start growing and there's character development and you start, you know, seeing the whole kind of almost like what's that movie with Robert De Niro and Al Pacino, the one with the shootout?
Heat.
Kind of like Heat, like that. Like where it's like really like a slow burn, but at the end it's just like that good action. So it's one of those movies that you want to see in a theater, man, because you actually pay attention, you really take it all in.
You know what? I'm really gonna see that one. You know why?
Why?
Because something you guys don't notice and stuff, and I notice all the time stuff with jerky, is that when he's passionate, he closes his eyes.
I do close
when he
my
does, eyes. He goes, man, you gotta see it. And he closes his eyes. I'm like, yeah, that's the movie I want to see. Yeah, if he stays his eyes open the whole time, he says it.
Yeah, you don't believe it.
It's a hit and miss.
Kind of shaky.
You know, but when he closes his eyes, I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely gonna see that.
Maybe he's sleepy.
Maybe he needs a little more coffee.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.